local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number three to ease us into our Thursday evening. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We are informative. We are local. We are dependable. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you. Chris, I am one happy camper.
Yeah, me too. We're engaged in a big day tomorrow.
Yes. Well, I was talking about right now.
No, I'm talking about a couple of issues happening tomorrow that's going to be really something most notable. Let me tell you. Tomorrow, Jimmy Buffett Day.
Yes,
in the
that's
state
cool.
of Florida.
That's cool.
Thought I'd pass this on. Go ahead. Break out the margaritas and cheeseburgers. Go ahead. You deserve that. Parrot heads, go ahead. Rejoice. Tomorrow's your day. Lawmakers have renamed A1A, Jimmy Buffett Highway. It's that iconic road runs up Florida's East Coast. And the title of Jimmy Buffett's 1974 album,
yes.
A1A.
Yes.
He had hair on that album cover.
The also, good old days.
Yeah. Also, the state legislature has approved a new Jimmy Buffett license plate. That plate's going to have Florida at the top, Margaritaville at the bottom. I'm sure they will go fast. And also tomorrow is National Beach Day.
Wow.
Yeah. Dr. Stephen Leatherman. You might know him as Dr. Beach. He's been ranking beaches for years now. Here's a few locations in Florida he made note of. Calidesti Island State Park in Clearwater, Del Nor Wiggins State Park. This is in Naples, St. George Island in Franklin County, Siesta Key Beach in Sarasota, and Grayton Beach State Park right here in the Panhandle, right here down the road, just a few miles from us. So a couple of things happening on a Friday.
Wow.
I'm excited about the Buffett thing.
Well, and I was going to say, you said Jimmy Buffett Day is tomorrow, and Beach Day is tomorrow?
Yeah.
That's poetic, if you ask me, because he's typically someone who is, yes, very much associated with the beach. I do want to say this. I'm in a pleasant mood right now.
There
not
you
just,
go.
Not just looking forward to tomorrow, but just looking at what's in front of me right now. I've got, if you were to, I don't know if anyone listening's seen just your average soundboard for a radio station, but I've got the production board in front of me, and just in the top right corner, I've got leaning up against it, I've got my iPhone. And I've got Wake Forest's season opener got underway at the top of this hour. Watching that, we are marching, man. We are at we are inside their 10. We're fixing to score our first touchdown of the season, and we just did it. Touchdown, Wake Forest! Look at that. Anyway, I promise I will. I'm in the booth for tomorrow, Booker T. Washington and West Florida. I promise I'm not going to get the play-by-play started a night early. Just wanted to say that as it happened.
Did
anyway.
You tell everybody how you're dressed today?
Oh, dude. No, I didn't, because I dress like this all the time.
Where are the cameras around here?
I've got a Wake Forest jersey on. I got a Wake Forest hat on. This could be any Thursday. This could be a Thursday in March. You wouldn't know it.
Wow.
I dress like this all the time.
I knew it was an auspicious day today when you walked in.
Yes, Austin puts the aus in auspicious.
And you know what's funny? I do a lot of like these selfies and kind of post them out there,
right?
And you're in there, and a lot of them in the photo. Of course, you're in the photos,
right?
In the studio, people will text me back, "Oh, he's a Saints fan."
No,
because your jersey looks like a New Orleans Saints jersey.
People have made that mistake before. I have a Wake Forest jersey with the number 9 on it. Any, can you think of anyone who wears black and gold with the number 9?
Especially not Drew Brees anymore.
Yeah, especially not that guy. Yeah, you get mistaken for Drew Brees a lot when you're wearing that, but it was actually A.T. Perry, who coincidentally plays for the Saints now. Anywho, 6:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive offers you auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. You can visit progressive.com today to find out more about that. Again, that is progressive.com. Looking at the roads here, hopefully, fingers crossed, don't see too much going on. The places that were bothering us late last hour don't appear to be giving us much trouble now. We may have some slight backup still on Burgess Road if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, but that is very minor. Outside of that, there's not too much going on the roads right now. Alan Strum from WEAR has our weather update. Alan, how is the weather, my man?
We will round out the work and school week with similar weather, and it takes us right on into the holiday Labor Day weekend. So each day, the rain chance is around 40%. Just look for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. We'll have sun and clouds, and high temperatures will mainly be in the low 90s, with overnight lows down in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan.
Okay, 6:17, News Radio 92.3. You know, FSU, new format, new math means opening up the season against a loss against Georgia Tech. Don't let that bother you. Seriously.
Right.
ESPN has updated the Football Power Index ratings. Mike Norvell's squad falling to number 16. But remember, it's just the first game.
Yes, it is just the first game.
Many more to go. Boston College Live, Monday Night Football, 5:30 on News Radio 92.3. Did we decide it was 5:30?
No, it's 6:30.
The game is at 6:30, but
yes.
Our coverage starts at 6 then.
Yeah, no. I'm pretty sure our coverage starts at 6:30. The only problem, this is where you were getting...
I've got this pretty well messed up, don't I?
This is where we were getting messed up. Next Thursday is UWF. We didn't know if the coverage started at 6 or 5:30.
Okay.
The game itself starts at 6, but Will Kennedy typically likes to do a pregame show.
Yeah.
We'll get in touch with him on that. Of course, we've got a week to do so. But, yeah, we'll figure that out as far as when the coverage starts then. But, no, 6:30 on the dot should be when our Florida State coverage starts on your Labor Day Monday. We'll have to surrender half an hour of Pensacola right now, but Chris and I are big enough football fans. If we're not complaining, y'all shouldn't either. All right, carrying on here. Carried on with what we got here.
Oh.
Palm Beach County has a pretty celebratory story here regarding a legal victory. Apparently, there was the family of a boy who was permanently wounded during surgery. A lawsuit against a former doctor claims that despite losing his medical license in February of 2021, Berto Lopez performed a circumcision on a newborn and botched the procedure. A civil court ruled in favor of the boy's case on Tuesday, forcing Lopez and his former medical office to pay $100 million to the family. The money will go into a trust for the child, who is not even 3 years old. State records show that Lopez had his medical license revoked because he was found responsible for a wrongful death when a pregnant woman died in his care in 2017. So this guy was just a fool from the get-go.
What procedure was he doing?
On the boy?
Racked in $100 million?
He was performing a circumcision and botched it.
Reminds me of Seinfeld. Ever see that issue with with Kramer? And they were doing that with the baby?
Da baby.
No, but
they botched that one too.
Hey, if I had to go through a Seinfeld storyline for $100 million, that sounds pretty tempting.
Listen, I still watch Seinfeld every day.
Oh, for sure. In all seriousness,
it's a show about nothing.
In all seriousness,
kind of like what we do around here.
gotta say, yeah, that's good news for that family there, because my goodness, very upsetting news there.
Truthfully, $100 million.
Yes.
Will that certainly play out, or will that go back into the courts and say, okay, we're going to knock it down to 20?
I don't know how much. Well, that's the thing. I don't know how much will, if that's going to happen, but it did say that the money's going into a trust for the child, so that's very good news there. To get you started on this hour number 3 of Pensacola right now, 6:20 here, we'll take a quick break. When we return, I'm sure I'll have a score update on the Wake Forest game for you. But as far as stuff that you care about, we've got some other things going on here, including an ex-NYPD cop being sentenced for a love triangle murder. We'll get more on that. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Don't go anywhere.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, checking in.
This is not just your flu shot appointment at Walgreens.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
This is getting your entire family vaccinated in one trip.
Hey, Mom.
And a snack on the way out. Get flu shots for everyone in your family, together. Schedule appointments online today. This is wellness made easy. Walgreens.
Vaccine subject to availability and for ages 3+. State and health-related restrictions may apply.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We're in the middle of something very interesting. The USS McCool LPD-29, the amphibious transport dock that had a chance to go do the first tour of, is actually now in the process of coming to Pensacola. It's going to be commissioned here on September 7th, and I've got this opportunity to ride on the ship while it's moving in transit from Panama City to Pensacola. So very exciting opportunity, and that's the thing we were talking about a lot on the Pensacola Morning News.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Try Coke Zero Sugar today and decide for yourself if it's the best Coke ever. Find Coke Zero Sugar at any local retailer.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Hi neighbors, this is Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Thank you for having faith in me and showing your support during this primary election. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships to ensure that we have a professional and productive board. Let's move forward. The future is bright for Santa Rosa County.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, 623 here. We'll touch on the story I hinted at right before traffic and weather here for you. An ex-NYPD cop is being sentenced for a love triangle murder. 34-year-old Yvonne Wu was sentenced to 27 years in prison for shooting her 34-year-old ex-girlfriend and fatally shooting her ex's new 24-year-old girlfriend in a fit of jealousy back in October of 2021 in Brooklyn. The couple had just broken up 3 weeks before the shootings. Wu tried to apologize in court, but the families weren't having it, with the slain victim's father calling Wu a cold-blooded monster.
It's funny you're talking about a Brooklyn story there. Steve Taylor.
I was about to say, I'd love to hear your funny transition for this.
Our news guy, we were talking about, both of our families lived in Brooklyn. My parents lived over, had a brownstone over on Park Slope. And he's from that general area there. And it's funny to hear about a Brooklyn story when you're talking about that. Because Steve Taylor and I were just talking about that, about Brooklyn and how crazy it was up there.
Well, I believe you after hearing this story.
I haven't told you the real guts of that story yet. I'm not going to. But.
I was about to say, can you share it on air?
I'll wait.
California Senate is approving a bill that would provide home loans to illegal immigrants. The bill that would make up to $150,000 taxpayer dollars available to each undocumented homebuyer passed along party lines, with all Democrats voting in favor and all Republicans against. That sounds about right. The bill now moves to the Assembly for consideration. The current legislative session ends on Saturday. Before we continue here, we are 6:25 on the nose. Golly, I timed that perfectly.
How'd you hit that?
Yeah, I am so good at what I do, Chris. Anyway, let's see. Just in time for another quick check of the roads and weather. Doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads. That simple.
That's great.
Yeah, no. Hey, if I have nothing to say about the roads, that is perfect.
What's happening here, everybody is at home watching the Wake Forest football game.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. A game that you have to have your cable provider hooked up to ESPN, and it has to have ACC network available just for you to be able to watch it.
And
yeah,
I got
everyone's
mad at
watching
that because I don't have that.
I know.
And I used to, last season I was looking to go to FSU games, and they weren't there.
Yeah, no. And that's the thing. Luckily, Florida State games and most Wake Forest games are televised.
Yeah.
Like high enough to where you can watch it without
right.
all these hoops.
Right.
But yeah, nonetheless, I got what I needed, at least on this little screen here. Anyway, as for the weather, Alan's drum will probably be taking up more time than I did with the roads. Alan, what's going on, my man?
We will round out the work and school week with similar weather, and it takes us right on into the holiday Labor Day weekend. So each day, the rain chance is around 40%. Just look for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. We'll have sun and clouds, and high temperatures will mainly be in the low 90s, with overnight lows down in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR news weather forecast.
Okay, it is 6:27. News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan and Austin Price here. Can you believe the fair is just, about 6 weeks away or something like that?
I mean, yeah, that is crazy because it just shows how much the year's flown by. I will say, as like a person, I love this time of year, yeah. And the fair is in this area is obviously a symbol of that.
Absolutely.
But man, as a worker that used to be in promotions, I'm dreading it.
Oh, well, listen, I love the fair, and I let me tell you why. When I was going to college, I did some time out at UCLA in Pepperdine, but right. I would have to drive my 1965 Volkswagen, 40-horsepower Volkswagen. You could work on it with a screwdriver. It was 6-volt. Didn't even have an air conditioner or anything like that. But I will remember, I had to earn money because I broke down in Dallas, and I went to work on a farm. I used to be responsible for 350 Holstein cows. I'm getting to my story here with the fair, so hold on. Bear with me.
I was about to say.
No, bear with me.
I'd love to know
so,
where this goes.
You know, most folks go to the fair, and they go for the rides, and they go for the food and stuff like that.
Sure.
I make a beeline for the ag building. Soon as
really?
I hit, oh, absolutely. Love talking cows. In fact, I love the folks up at Northview High School. They do this event up there called Fresh from Florida, but I'm always up there, and they let me pet their goats. That's a cool thing about it. But I love the things. So I always make a beeline. So for the fair, for me, you can find me in the ag building.
All right. Yeah, well, and that's the thing. Obviously, yeah, that is an attraction of fairs typically, and I do. I like to see them.
And the lady from, her name's Leanne Jenkins. She's the YAG director over at Beulah Middle School, and they too have goats out there.
Really?
And she would let me, I'd go out there and play with their goats and all. But I love agriculture. I think that's, I think my calling should have been, I should have been a farmer.
Really?
I love it. I love this stuff.
It's too hot here for me.
Oh, man. But I love going out and seeing all the... But it brings a tear to my eyes when they sell off those cows.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that is
you
sad.
Look at cows, man. They got those big brown eyes. And you know, cows love music.
I have seen that.
I worked on this ranch that they did not allow us to have any motorized type vehicles, things like that. We didn't ride horses, but we did the little AT... the three-wheeled things and
to
run around on. But I would put a knapsack on and put a radio in the back and walk through the girls, and they would follow me loving the music.
Right.
Cows are amazing.
Well, and it's funny that you mentioned that because I haven't really given that much thought before, but it was just a couple days ago. I saw a video of a guy out in a prairie, mm-hmm. and he's playing an accordion.
Yeah.
And this cow just comes up.
They love it.
Loves it.
Oh, they absolutely love it. We did the milking at 8:30 and 3:30 during the day, but 350. And let me tell you something else. I'll make it quick. You can take cows in the middle of the whole group of them,
right.
Mix them all up, turn them around. They will line up precisely behind the cow, just like it was the day before, in line, in order. Cows are much smarter than you think they are.
No, absolutely they are. Yeah. I mean, because that's the thing, you think of livestock and you think of animals that a lot of people eat, and yeah, you know, you may not think about their emotions and their behavior, but there's a lot of complexity to those creatures.
Just another great reason to go to the Pensacola Interstate Fair.
Yeah, this was all, by the way, Chris and I rehearsed all of this. This was all a promotion
right,
for the fair.
Right,
yeah,
right.
None of this, down to every single word we've said, it was promotion for the fair.
It was all scripted, wasn't it?
Yes, and there's also funnel cakes. That was my part of the script. There you go. All right.
Yeah, and I do go there, and I buy those darn bags of cotton candy. Take them home with me.
Really? I've never been a cotton candy guy.
Oh, man. I'm a nut for that stuff, you know. And the candy apple. Okay, I'll tell you about my vices here. my dentist.
Yeah.
I hope he's not listening.
Yeah, Chris's dentist coming up at 6:35.
Hey, we love the Pensacola Interstate Fair.
Fox News, I'm Ann Carrick. Both major parties on the campaign trail today. Vice President Kamala Harris in Georgia.
Unlike Donald Trump, I will always put the middle class and working class families first.
Former President Trump in Michigan.
I'm announcing today in a major statement that under the Trump administration, your government will pay for, or your insurance company will be mandated to pay for, all costs associated with IVF treatment, fertilization for women, IVF treatment.
The Defense Department will be beefing up security for the major presidential and vice presidential candidates. The Pentagon says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin approved a request from the Secret Service directing U.S. Northern Command to plan and provide support at various locations. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi. I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. U.S. air safety regulators have temporarily blocked SpaceX from launching its mainstay rocket after a failed landing, adding another delay to a mission that would feature the first commercial astronaut spacewalk. This after a SpaceX Falcon booster yesterday landed on a ship stationed in the Atlantic Ocean and tipped over following touchdown, marking a rare failed landing of its reusable rocket. Now SpaceX needs to complete an investigation into what happened and secure permission to restart flights from the FAA. Good news for prospective homebuyers. Mortgage rates have dipped to a 15-month low. Freddie Mac says its weekly survey of lenders shows that the rate on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is down to an average 6.35% from 6.46 a week ago. Another fresh closing high today for the Dow Industrials. That blue-chip index ended the Thursday session with a gain of 243 points, closing above 41,300. But the S&P 500 was virtually flat. The NASDAQ fell. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Jacoby Brissett has been named the Patriots' weak starter for their game against the Cincinnati Bengals. Even though Jacoby won the job, it's impossible to not think that Drake May was the better QB. May will eventually see the field this season, as he's ready, but the reason he isn't starting is because the Patriots aren't ready around him, with the terrible offensive line and many unknowns at the wide receiver position, and that's why Jacoby will get thrown to the Wolves early. I'm Zach Gelb.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
O'Reilly. Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors. Restore quality braking and improve stopping performance with parts and advice from the professional parts people. Save money now when you visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. Tomorrow at 9, with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 6:35 here. North Carolina A&T is trying to tie it up with Madeeks. All right. Getting another quick check of the roads and weather.
If they only heard us off mic.
I was about to say, holy cow.
Yeah, that's
unless North Carolina A&T just scored a touchdown.
We're talking football.
That's the thing. This is insane.
I can't keep up with you.
It's wild that I'm not even trying to like give updates. I was literally just joking. But it's wild how as I speak, right as we get on the mic, something happens in the game. That's crazy. Anyway, I should move up north to Winston-Salem and maybe call the games there.
Don't do that.
Anyway, getting into another quick check of the roads and weather for you here. Not too much going on the roads. That's been the story this entire hour. Typically is an hour three. Very happy to say that. As for the weather, we've got WEAR Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum. If I could pull him up, that would be stupendous. Here he is. Alan, how's the scene going, my man?
We will round out the work and school week with similar weather, and it takes us right on into the holiday Labor Day weekend. So each day, the rain chance is around 40%. Just look for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. We'll have sun and clouds, and high temperatures will mainly be in the low 90s, with overnight lows down in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much,
Alan. You know, they're having problems up in the town of Century, financial problems. They just had a rough couple of years here. Millions of dollars in state grants for Century, get this, have now been terminated. Lost a lot of bucks here. Dollars in state grants for Century have been kind of terminated, and this is what we know. I just wanted to set it up for you. $15.6 million has been pulled from the town and would not even be administered by the county on behalf of the town, saying the money and projects were just gone. All the money just gone. Wow. And Lord knows they need it up there. The grants were terminated by Florida Commerce, NorthEscambia.com, my good friend William Reynolds. And let me tell you, he's a journalist. Great journalist over
there. The name rings a bell.
He's NorthEscambia.com. If you get a chance to see his site, do so. He's a great writer. He's confirming this morning an investigative report has found a majority of that grant money remains allocated through Escambia County. So we'll play it out for you. We'll follow the trail of the money, but gotta feel sorry for the town of Century. They've made some really bad decisions, and can I say this? It's biting them in the butt. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Big time.
If we can't say that on radio, anymore?
Hey, Powerball, $69 million. $34.3 million, that is your cash option. They'll do that on Saturday. Didn't have a winner on Wednesday night. Mega Millions, $627 million. Cash option, $309.1 million. They'll do that one on Friday, tomorrow night, 10 o'clock. So good luck and play wisely.
Well, we also got some we've got some similar themed headlines here, starting with Wall Street, closing with stocks mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at a record high today. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 243 points at 41,335. The S&P 500 dropped by less than a point to 55,91. And the NASDAQ fell by 39 points to 17,516. Not only that, but the line at the unemployment office is getting shorter. The Labor Department reports that some 231,000 people filed claims last week, compared with the previous week's revised 233,000. The numbers were slightly lower than what analysts predicted.
Okay, you're throwing numbers out of limit. My turn.
All right.
If you're a home buyer or a home seller, here's today's mortgage numbers. Mortgage News Daily reporting 30-year fixed rates remaining well below 7%. Average 30-year rate 6.37%. 15-year rate 5.92%. I've always followed Freddie Mac.
We've referenced Freddie Mac a lot.
Yeah, but I'm getting some more confident numbers here from the Mortgage News Daily folks. Seems to be more on track. I'm not saying that's locked in stone, but if you'll notice on some of my reports, I will waver and do Freddie Mac some of the time.
Sure.
But I have discovered that Mortgage News Daily, pretty reputable, and we'll give you those numbers daily.
All righty. Also, we've got a new poll here. This is according to the Wall Street Journal NORC poll. It was conducted this summer. It says that the American dream feels out of reach for most of us, with only 10% of Americans saying that it's easy to buy a home. But 89% still see home ownership as essential or important to their future. Only about 9% think financial security and a comfortable retirement is attainable. So I brought that up with you talking about mortgage rates. It seemed like the perfect segue, man.
Absolutely was. It's rough out there for a lot of young kids trying to do this thing. They want the American dream. You know, they want that dream.
For sure.
And it is just consistently seems that right when they have it in their grasp, it kind of goes away.
Well, and I do want to say, of course, I was making Making references to my Wake Forest game. But I did want to, in all seriousness, putting my biases aside, did want to give a score update of all college football scores here seen on ESPN. Starting with Howard and Rutgers, that was the first game to get underway this evening. That's at halftime. Rutgers up 17-7 on the Big Ten Network there. Also, we have on the ACC Network, actually, here we are. On the ACC Network, 11:30 left in the first quarter, so it's only been going for a few minutes officially. We got Western Carolina and a ranked NC State, number 24 in the country. Those teams are tied at zero here, just trying to get some of these televised games out of the way. Arkansas beating Arkansas Pine Bluff 7-0 here early on ESPNU. As for just some other scores that are swirling around, North Carolina A&T and Wake Forest still tied at 7. UCF up 6-0 on New Hampshire. Buffalo beating Lafayette 13-0. Bowling Green beating Fordham 20-0. Central Michigan beating Central Connecticut 14-7. And Toledo is beating Duquesne 6-0.
I meant to tell you this a second ago when I was talking about the mortgage rates here. Cost of buying a home continues to soar across the state, and that's one of the key reasons why it's unaffordable for a lot of young people just into their early 20s, early 30s, trying to buy a home, you know, like I said, go after that American dream. Get this. Last month, homes here in Florida costing nearly $400,000. This is the average price, $410,000,
yeah,
up from $404,023, $341,022. And if you go back a couple of decades before, that same house that cost today, $410,000, cost $137,000.
That is unbelievable. You said that was going back a decade?
Actually, it happened about 2 decades ago.
Okay, 2 decades. All right.
20 years.
Yeah, I mean, still though. I mean, decade, two, doesn't matter. That's whether it be a decade or a score, that's crazy to imagine. Let's see. Also here, this is more of a pop culture note, or sports. It's kind of a hybrid. A docuseries on WWE co-founder and former chairman Vince McMahon will debut on Netflix next month. The streaming giant says Mr. McMahon will offer an unflinching, no-holds-barred look at one of the most enigmatic figures in sports entertainment. McMahon resigned from WWE earlier this year after a former employee filed a lawsuit that accused him of sexual misconduct. The 6-episode docuseries includes interviews with McMahon that were conducted prior to his resignation. It will hit Netflix on September 25th.
I think his daughter took over, didn't she?
She may have, because he did step down or step away. But it's from what I heard, if I'm not mistaken, it's not the first time he stepped away. Whenever he faces a controversy, I've been told, like, he just kind of steps away. He's like, I'm going to take some time off. And then he just comes back later.
You said something during the last hour, and you made a comment. It was like, woo! When you said that, it reminded me of Jerry Lawler. He used to go, woo! He's a wrestler.
I know.
Do you watch wrestling?
I was... I said I did. I said I know, but no, I didn't actually know that. Thank you. But as far as WWE, I was a big WWE guy as a kid, but it was like, as far as collecting the action figures, I never watched WWE, never actually sat down and watched it. Like, oh my gosh. And I even had a video game that I spent several hours on. I don't even know how many.
Listen, I had a producer over in New Orleans who was ate up with this stuff. And he would
big wrestling guy.
Yeah. Knock on my door every Friday night or whenever it was. Oh, can I come over and watch wrestling? Come on, Rudy.
Wow, really?
So that's, yeah, he was like, he ate this stuff up. He would go to the local wrestling matches. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. You'd be surprised the following that sport has.
It is insane. It's wild.
That's a pretty good word to use. Yeah. Pretty insane.
Yeah, pretty gnarly. 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. The roads have been very smooth sailing this hour. That appears to still be the case now. If you're seeing something that I'm not, though, you can always drop into the text line 850-437-1620. Again, that's 850-437-1620. Let us know what's going on. As for the weather, WEAR's Alan Strum.
We will round out the work and school week with similar weather, and it takes us right on into the holiday Labor Day weekend. So each day, the rain chance is around 40%. Just look for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. We'll have sun and clouds, and high temperatures will mainly be in the low 90s, with overnight lows down in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much,
Alan. So what do you got planned for Labor Day?
Could be a lot of drinking if Wake loses this game. No, in all seriousness, we're going to be here on Labor Day.
Yes, we will.
That's really all I got planned, and then we should. I mean, if Florida State coverage starts at 6:30, I've been informed that I'm not going to have to monitor the board when that game starts, so we get off half an hour early. How about that, Chris?
I will let you know that I am going to attend my LSU alumni party over in New Orleans this weekend.
Wow, really?
And, yeah, LSU playing USC.
That's a great
And the game's going to be at Las Vegas.
That's a Sunday game, by the way.
We're going to get with all these crazy yats and assemble them. They've got the Bayou Bengals has a club here in Pensacola. Fellow's name's John, who heads up that club.
John Doe.
I'm a member of the Baton Rouge club on that side. We do our thing at Cook Hotel in Baton Rouge. So
is that how you say it? I always hear it as Baton.
Well, you know, there's so many pronouns. New Orleans, New Orleans, all these different
New Orleans.
If you can get it out of your mouth, we'll take it. Good. That sounds good to me.
That's a good way to put it. If you can pronounce all the letters.
Anyway, LSU, USC, big game coming up on Sunday. I am ready for that one. So it'll be an early morning drive over on Monday morning.
Yeah.
Getting back to Pensacola.
Yeah, that's gonna be a tough drive.
But I'll be around in numbers. That's the good thing. There'll be a lot of LSU people there. So.
Yeah, y'all can take shifts driving back. Hopefully,
I wish.
Regardless of what your weekend plans may be looking like, hopefully they're better than this gentleman's. A New York man is facing charges after telling police at Charleston International that he had a bomb. Authorities say that over the weekend, Thomas Anthony Brienza approached officers at the airport and told them that he had a bomb and a strap, which is slang for a gun. He allegedly added that he had fentanyl in his car parked outside. This guy was just speed running, getting arrested. Brienza was quickly arrested and booked for threatened use of a weapon of mass destruction. He told police he was filming content for his YouTube channel and didn't actually have a bomb. What an idiot.
Yeah, what a knucklehead.
Are you serious? This reminds me of when someone got in trouble. This was a while back. I think he was like a YouTuber. And he got in trouble for like... And this was like really racially insensitive as well. He dressed as someone of Islamic roots.
Right.
And like it was supposed to be like a 9/11 reference. It's like, are you serious? Like and you're surprised when you get in trouble for that. It's like the stupidity on people is wild.
If you joined us last hour, you will well know that Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons joined us.
Yes.
And we're letting you know that everything's going to be... under control for the high school football games this weekend. I know they had a situation at Pine Forest, but Chip kind of set that out for us, and it really was a off-campus type thing, and they've got it covered. They've got plenty of protection for you if you're going to those games, and that's why we had Chip on today, just to kind of set you at ease, because you and I both got a lot of text about people concerned about, are the games safe? I mean, you know, you're talking about these high school games.
Yep.
Have they beefed up the patrol? Escambia County Sheriff is going to be all over this thing. They've got that new camera system that they made a commitment to. I think they invested about 3 years ago in this. It's really started to pay off big time for safety reasons. But anyway, Chip was in today at 5:35, updated us, and we certainly thank him for sharing a few minutes, because on the afternoon hours, he's pretty... pretty busy guy, sure is. Hey, I hope you're having a good afternoon. It's 6:50, News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan and Austin Price in with you today.
Yep, and we're going to take one last quick break. When we return, we'll just hit that downward stretch like we usually do and round out your evening on this beautiful Thursday night. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Stay tuned.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Navarre Farmers Market, Combs of Honey, is Saturday from 10 till 2 at the corner of 87 and Segura. Explore and enjoy the wide range of products. GetRelaxing.com for more. The Greater Pensacola Commissioning Committee is proud to welcome the USS Richard McCool to NAS. Take a free tour next Monday through Wednesday afternoons. Get info at PensacolaNavyLeague.org. Submit your nonprofit event at NewsRadio923.com.
Summer season is here, and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Right now on News Radio 92.3, 6:52 here. We'll get a couple of more headlines in here for you before we get our last quick check of the roads and weather. This is something that we touched on earlier, but I want to tackle it again because I think it's a very interesting subject matter. Former President Trump signaling that he will vote against Florida's abortion ban. In an interview with the Daily Mail, Trump said he wants more than the 6 weeks the current ban includes. Florida residents vote on a referendum that would abolish the state's ban abortion after 6 weeks and replace it with one that includes a 24-week limit instead. Trump told the Daily Mail that he just thinks 6 weeks is a mistake and it should be more. His current Florida's current abortion law is one of the most restrictive in the nation, and Trump added that he's in favor of exceptions for things such as rape, incest, and the life of the mother.
And you see, people will only read that headline. They will not go into the specifics on why he made that decision.
Right.
And that's what scares me. And also, I'm just going to throw this out to you. There is a Fox Weather. They have this thing up on their graphic about that tropical storm that we really don't have to worry about for 10 days or so. And that's going over the Bahamas. Don't worry about this, folks. I'm just telling you a point here about headlines. If you flip on like Fox Weather, you see the headline, 40% of hurricane impact. Wow. Well, they don't go into you don't hear the specifics. So if somebody just flipping on there going, oh my gosh, it's a storm, it's 40%, you know, blah, blah, blah. They did not play it out very well in terms of telling that whole story. And that's what happened with former President Trump. Right. That headline right there. People are going to take that headline before they dissect the information.
Right. And that's the thing. I mean, that could hurt him amongst some Republicans, I think it could also help him with some of the more moderate people who are on the fence, because the abortion situation and how Republicans and Democrats in power feel about it is one of the strongest subject matters of this political season. That should go without saying. So if Trump's like, hey, listen, I disagree with just abortions willy-nilly, but I can get behind it with this or that, or I think we should allow this much time. If he seems more, quote-unquote, reasonable, I think it could hurt him, sure, but I think it could also help him out. I don't think a lot of big Trump people are going to turn on him over that.
Okay, my phone's blowing up because I talked about the hurricane. Let me really quickly here. I'll make it fast.
No
for
problem.
You. They said specifically give us some information. Here you go. National Hurricane Center forecasters confirming an area of disturbed weather. It's going to move over the Western Gulf this weekend or early next weekend. The system is nothing to be really overly concerned about. It's going to be monitored over the next several days. The system is moving slowly with no determined landfall target. The tropical wave in the Atlantic, this is the one I was talking about, the one with the Fox Weather 40% numbers here, not showing any signs of development until it reaches the Bahamas in about 10 days. Mm. New update tomorrow. We'll have that for you on News Radio 92.3, and I just wanted to point that out. There's always a story behind the headlines. Don't buy in just to the headlines.
And speaking of updates that we provide you with, traffic and weather together, just our last one of this evening. The roads, that buildup was pretty anticlimactic for that. There's not too much going on the streets here, luckily. Very happy to be able to deliver that news for you. As for the weather, WEAR's Alan Strum.
We will round out the work and school week with similar weather, and it takes us right on into the holiday Labor Day weekend. So each day, the rain chance is around 40%. Just look for a pop-up shower or a thunderstorm. We'll have sun and clouds, and high temperatures will mainly be in the low 90s, with overnight lows down in the 70s. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. Let's see here. One of our top stories today, we'll revisit this. The U.S. is trying to ensure that the U.S.-China relationship remains stable for President Biden's replacement in January. That's why National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met with the Chinese president in Beijing. Sullivan said the meeting will help ensure economic competition between the nations doesn't veer into conflict or confrontation. Just friendly competition, Chris.
Okay, just a couple of things to pass on to you before we slide out of here. Tomorrow, big day, Jimmy Buffett Day here in the state of Florida, renaming A1A Highway up. Going up and down the Florida East Coast there. Of course, that's the title of his 1974 album. Also, the Florida legislature putting out a Jimmy Buffett car tag. Top of the car tag is Florida. The bottom half is Margaritaville, and also tomorrow, National Beach Day. There's something to digest and sink your teeth into.
Absolutely. We also have AB News reportedly declining a request from Vice President Harris to have unmuted microphones at next month's debate against Trump. That's according to the New York Post. Of course, we had already touched on this earlier about Trump wanting the mics muted, Harris not wanting them muted. Outside of that discussion, the rules were supposed to be the same as they were between Trump and Biden. Well, it looks like it's going to be the exact same. No unmuted mics for the Harris campaign.
And who won those tickets today for FSU?
Justin from Pensacola.
32506.
Yes. Yeah.
That's how we know.
Representing the 32506.
So all season long, get ready. We're going to have those FSU tickets for you. We're wrapped out. We've closed the door on the Boston College ticket giveaway.
I believe we are done. I looked ahead to tomorrow. Unless there are some last-minute tickets that need to be put in.
I wouldn't think so.
Neither Pensacola Morning News nor Pensacola Right Now are supposed to be giving them away tomorrow.
And not only us giving these things away, Andrew does them in the morning, during the morning show. So be sure and tune him in. And he gave away a set of tickets this morning.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I'm glad to see that they're still selling well because people haven't given up on Florida State yet. Very happy to say that. But if Florida State gets skunked by the Eagles on Monday, I'm going to be interested to see how many people are lining up to get these tickets. That's all I'm saying.
Let me tell you, Florida State's got a good football team.
They do.
All
jokes aside, they really do.
Don't base it on the Georgia Tech game.
That's what made the Georgia Tech game so upsetting was because of the whole ordeal with
they should have
with
taken
how good
the game.
Yeah, with how good FSU was supposed to be. I had them probably pulling away from that one by around three possessions.
Even my son was yelling about DJ. You heard him on the phone.
Yes, I did. DJ, yeah.
And he said some cuss words around that too, I believe.
Yeah, that's why I'm not repeating what he said. He did. He said some.
DJ's a quarterback.
Yeah, DJ.
Ugalale, right?
Yeah, Uyunglele.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Bless you.
Ukulele is how some people say it. But yeah, no, in all seriousness, yeah, he gets a lot of hate, but it's definitely a team effort to lose that way, as we said yesterday. So, yeah, just very unfortunate, but FSU should bounce back.
Yeah, but you know who the biggest cheerleader is, not the lady in the center of the pyramid there, Mike Norvell.
Right.
Have you ever sat in on one of his pressers?
No, I have not.
Let me tell you something. The best way to describe it is sit down in your seat, buckle up, and hold on.
Really? Yeah, very, very. Well, I've seen him. I've seen him speak just online. Yeah, very enthusiastic guy.
Amazing,
very passionate.
Amazing guy. Great coach, too, on top of it all.
Yeah, for sure.
Listen. Noles are going to be fine this year.
Yeah.
Absolutely fine. BC, Monday night,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
5:30.
6:30.
Gosh, get it again. 6:30.
You've been listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. We'll be here at 4 p.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned. Good night, everybody.